You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
And we have Silky Rhodes in the studio.
Yeah, we are joined by Mitch and Guy. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
So, you are two members of one of my favorite Sydney bands. How long have you been playing together for?
That's very kind, thank you. We've been playing for, I think it's coming up to 5 years now.
Coming up to 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. We started at the end of 2019, so...
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, six. Yeah.
So you had all locked down to brew on your music and 100%. Practice together and not perform live.
Yeah. We were very, I guess, lucky during the pandemic to live quite close to each other and continue to just jam out in our drummer's garage. Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise to just kind of sit and play. For hours on end.
Yeah, very lucky to have that.
I feel like any time that you had with people during COVIDian times or whatever, it was kind of multiplied by like three for the amount of connection and breadth of time. Every minute was like 3 minutes. Every hour was like three.
I did feel a bit like that for sure.
Yeah, and then... What was your first gig that you played after lockdown finished?
Oh, after lockdown.
I think we played a couple during the like sit down gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Which were they were not too fun.
Yeah.
because
what was your first ever gig then?
Our first ever gig was at this little place called Sneaky Possum.
I know Sneaky Possum well.
Yeah, we played I think 3 or 4 songs in our set, and we played one of them twice because we just didn't have enough songs.
We got an encore, and it was like, "Do you want the same song again?"
That's adorable.
It was like an art gallery.
Yeah,
it was like an art showing at Sneaky Possum.
Yeah, it was great. No, it was a good first gig. I was freaking out in the alleyway before, and oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah. That's a nice alleyway too. They've got some good artwork out there.
Yeah, I think that was our first Spotify photo as well in that alleyway or something. But
nice.
Big event for us.
Yeah. And what has been your most recent gig?
We recently played King Street Crawl at Buddy's Newtown, which was absolutely amazing. It was so much fun. We played
incredible
upstairs just before an amazing band called Thunder Fox, and it was a blast.
Yeah,
I tried to be at that gig, but unfortunately, it was way too packed. As King Street Crawl was a massive success, but it was maybe too successful for anyone trying to get into a gig. Everywhere was at capacity.
Yeah, there's lines out the upstairs into Buddies and out the door.
I think there was actually a little alleyway gig right next to Buddies as well. I walked past that.
I think that's where I ended up.
Yeah. There was like a DJ as well.
Yeah.
That was good fun, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it was a big success.
Yeah, no, it was good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what venue do you see yourself, like what's your ultimate venue in the future?
I think
you started at Sneaky Possum. Are we going to see you at like Madison Square Garden?
We all have like our favorite venues and our venues that we would love to play at. For me, it would be Enmore Theatre in Sydney.
Yeah,
I think that would be
beautiful.
I feel like I'd be like, oh, I made it now.
Yeah, I think that'd be Enmore Theatre. Yeah, full circle for us, because I think Guy and I really got into music, and we went and saw Tash Sultana there.
Oh.
At Enmore Theatre, and Josh Cashman as well. And that was like that's how it's done kind of moment at the time. Like, that's how you connect with people, and that's how you play a show. I think we were like 16 or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, but Enmore Theatre is such a beautiful venue. And would love to play there. I think also that's when I'll get a Silky Rhodes tattoo, the day we play at Enmore Theatre.
Such a great venue. Such a big stage, eh?
Mm.
And then, so you have a EP coming out as well? you've just released. Yeah.
Yeah. So on the 10th of September, which is in like 3 or 4 days, we'll be releasing our sophomore EP, which has 7 tracks, and just kind of realized that counts as an album now. But yeah, we're just going to say it's an EP because I don't think we're yet ready to say it's an album. But we love the songs in this new EP of ours. And I think it's a big step up from our first EP, Granada. And yeah, we're really proud of it.
Yeah, you should be for sure. Are you celebrating with a gig?
We are. Yeah. We're gonna get to go down to Melbourne.
Yeah, playing Yaya's in Melbourne.
Okay, lucky Melbourne.
Yeah, should be fun. Our first time down there as well. Right. Playing shows. I'm sure some of the boys have been down there. but yeah, and then we'll be back playing Bommies on the, what is it?
On the 3rd of October. Yeah, so Yaya's on the 13th of September, and then the 3rd of October we'll be playing in Sydney to promote the EP.
Okay, so everybody listening in Sydney, tell all your Melbourne friends to go along to Yaya's and support some local Sydney talent, and then come along and support them here in Sydney.
If you're willing to come across to the beaches, northern beaches, that's where we're playing.
It's still technically counts as Sydney.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though it's pretty much the Central Coast, but not that there's anything wrong with the Central Coast. I'm a Newcastle girl, and you know, I won't have any shame brought on anything north of Sydney.
Nice.
That's all I'll say.
Appreciate it.
If you can take a boat to get there, that's a pretty cool spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, they've recently renovated upstairs at Harbord Hotel, and they've created a venue called Bommies. Mm-hmm. So it's a fully new venue and new PA system, and yeah, we're very keen to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Wonderful. So we've asked you to sing a song for us and perform something. What song are we going to hear today?
Well, we've decided this morning, we kind of just whipped it up, but we're doing our song How It Feels.
Oh my God, that's a favorite.
Yeah. This song kind of came about, I think last year sometime. It was whipped up pretty quickly. And we played it live at, Waywards.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like, let's just give this song a go. We hadn't really practiced it much. And the reception we got from the crowd was like, this song, let's go. This is a vibe. So we got our producer, Yosef K, jumped on it and he made the track absolutely incredible. But we're going to give this one a go.
Yeah.
The acoustic version.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a great film clip too. So get on YouTube, guys, and check it out.
Yes.
Shout out to Jess and Lucas.
Yeah, shout out to Jess and Lucas.
Great dancers. Really brought the song to life. And yeah, I guess we wanted to get people dancing and at our shows and whatnot, especially after COVID, I guess, bringing it back to that. And they really amplified that whole dance universe we wanted to bring the song into, I guess, or bring our sound into.
It's a gorgeous little clip. Who filmed it?
Jordy,
okay.
Who's in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio with us and is now very embarrassed.
Shout out, Jordy.
Yeah, it was initially just for little bits of short form content, and then people and fans were haggling us for the entire video, so we had to kind of piece together all this short form content and then create this music video.
Yeah, you got to give the fans what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
And if the fans wanted you to, say, release your EP on vinyl, would you do it?
Yeah,
I think so. I was saying earlier, we regard things like vinyls and albums in like such a high regard. I guess a lot of our heroes and inspirations released albums and vinyls. So we're just waiting for the moment that we can write something to the equivalent of like Dark Side of the Moon or something to do all those things, which might be a bad business decision. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, to all the Silky Road fans out there, you know, just start harassing them that you want vinyl. That's all I'll say. make it happen.
Yeah, so, easily pressured.
Yeah, put the pressure on them.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is how it feels. Right. Take it away, guys.
This sound.
It's amazing how you fill a whole room. It's almost like there was a full band there, but it's the two of you. Hey, that's a true sign of
Thank
good
you.
Performance.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
No, it was good fun. Good little experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice way to break down our song.
100%.
Yeah. And what are the keys that you're playing there?
It's just this. It's like a little synthesizer, I guess. A Yamaha synth. It's actually made it on a few of our tracks, but I got it just to like play around with. And then it's quite versatile. It's called like a Yamaha Reface CS, I think.
And it's broken.
And it's broken. Super broken. Yeah. Lots of things are broken.
Wow. What years do you think that's from?
Well, it looks like it's from like the 90s, but
yeah,
I got it brand new like a year ago. So
no way.
I've just taken it places I shouldn't, I guess, with no case.
It's had a life already.
Yeah, yeah.
It adds to the sound, and it's great. It's got little internal speakers and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had a piano version of it. It didn't have a synthesizer sound, and I lost it on a train in Croatia or something. So some kid is out there learning in Croatia.
Oh, giving back to the local community.
Yeah. I already paid them enough with fines and stuff from not paying for trains.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I used to travel that way as well, and I didn't have a bag or anything, so I would just be like, oh my gosh, where's my bag? And then, you know, just promptly leave the train. Anyway, that never happened.
That never happened, Curly. Never
no,
happened.
Never.
So your EP comes out this week.
Yeah, on the 10th of September.
Yes. People can buy that on Bandcamp, I imagine.
They can, yeah. Once we put it up there, it'll be available to be bought.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Throw some money their way, guys. And what song have you chosen for us to play today that is an influence on your music?
Yeah, so Mitch and I were on our way here driving, and we thought our biggest influence would be the band Pink Floyd. And you probably don't hear it in our music at all now. Maybe back in the older songs that we wrote, but now it's very electronic, like electropop. But I think we'll always go back to Pink Floyd, and we really love that band. So we've chosen Have a Cigar.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to play that song. And thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you perform again live around Sydney, and see you at the Enmore Theatre on the big stage there. All the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.